Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Everybody got the hangover from Summer Madness 6. I know niggas is going crazy. This weekend has been just bananas. So much to talk about. My guy T-Rock locked in with Hollow the Dawn. Classic Summer Madness performance. I told y'all niggas don't sleep on the Cave Gang General. This whole JC shit, we're going to break this down, though, because niggas are being very disrespectful. T7M Radio, I am 7 Mitchell. This is the culture. You already know what it is. People appreciate y'all locking in with us. It's time to talk this battle rap shit. Callers, y'all already know the drill. Call up 347-989-8102. Subscribe now to the YouTube channel at T7M Radio. Make sure y'all stay in the loop to everything we got going on. When it comes to all the video blogs and all the podcasts, interviews, things we got of that nature, we got the girl, Pash Porter, calling up to the coach of the night, locking in with the kid. We're going to talk it up, talking this Queen of the Ring shit. We're calling up a little bit later on to the show. Also tonight, we're going to be breaking down so much. We got Summer Madness 6 Hangover. We got to break down Hitman Holler. Is he the best in the Midwest? We got to talk about it. We got so much really to lock in with. So again, callers, y'all call up, man, 347-989-8102. Too. If you're on Facebook as well, if you have not done so already, I don't know what you're waiting for, but make sure y'all join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. We would definitely love to have y'all up in there. Appreciate all the support. But man, we got a lot to really break down, man. It's been a crazy fucking weekend with Summer Madness. We done had some shit go down. We done seen Cortez on a surprise battle. He finally made the fucking Summer Madness stage. I know we're going to talk about that. The homie Rome DMV made the Summer Madness stage during the battle. That was super crazy. We also going to talk about that. A lot going on. But Hitman Holler really stole the show, Summer Madness 6. And right now, I'm just really confused on where Hitman Holler is standing at in the Midwest. The talk has always been A-Verb or Calico. Even JC's name been thrown out there as of late when it comes to the best of the Midwest. But after the performance versus K-Sean, where are we ranking Hitman Holler? What are we doing with him? We're going to lock into all that and more in the culture. Speaking to Cortez, man, when we lock in, we're going to go ahead and do our thing. I'm going to bring the fellas on, and it's going to be time to embrace the bait. But speaking to Cortez, we're going to go ahead and rock out with the homie Cortez and the girl Jade. We're for the fame, man. This is the culture. T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Don't go nowhere. We locked and loaded. Debate time when we come back. Summer Madness 6, we're going to talk about. You already know.
Dabble in these streets with a key of white. 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. CNC gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit it for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Badge inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm 7 Mitchell, the coach of T7M Radio. Y'all already know the fucking drill. We got the Summer Madness 6 Hangover. We got to talk about so much. We got to break down. We got to talk about Hitman Holla and how disrespectful y'all been to Hitman Holla when we talk about the best in the Midwest. What are we doing with Hitman Holla after this performance on K-Shine over the weekend, man? This shit is so fucking crazy. We got to break this down, man. We got to talk about everything that went down in Summer Madness 6. Man, again, this is the coach of 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio. Appreciate y'all locking in with us. Call us, y'all. Call up, man. Y'all already know what time it is. 347-989-8102. Make sure two things y'all also do. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at T7M Radio. Definitely appreciate that. And if y'all on Facebook, join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group, man. Come debate with us. Chop it up. Talk your shit. Definitely appreciate that. Got the girl from the from New York calling up, the girl Pash Porter from Queen of the Ring. She'll be calling up in a little bit, chopping it up with the kid. We're going to be talking some female battle rap, talking about what's going on over there at Queen of the Ring. But first, I got to bring some of the fellas on in a minute, man. We got to talk about what the fuck is going on with this whole Hitman Holla taking over Summer Madness 6. And y'all talking about this JC. Look, I don't even really want to get into this part of the whole show, but we got to talk about JC and his unbelievable performance versus Rum Nitty over the weekend. And we got to kind of rate Summer Madness 6 as a whole. Was this the best card so far of 2017? I got the homie Grail out in New York in the building with me. Grail, what's popping, my G?
You already know, man. Grail, so bell. Yo, write me on well. T7 and Radio. Tell your wife you thank you for the fellatio.
Man, shit is fucking crazy, man. We got Philly in the building, about to bring my guy Raj on. We got Battle Rap Forensics, about to bring my guy Battle Rap Forensics on in a second. But real quick, man, what are we doing with fucking Hitman Holla, man? I got to ask you first. What are we doing with Hitman Holla? Because this is unbelievable. He, Grail, we've had this conversation about the Midwest. We've talked about McCannon, Averb, Calico. People throwing JC name out. Yo, we have been so disrespectful when it comes to Hitman.
Yo, what we doing, yo, bro? Hitman ain't the best in the Midwest. Come on.
I mean, whew. Look, man, I don't know, man. Let's bring the fellas on, man. I think we got Raj in the building out in Philly. Raj, what's poppin', G?
Hey, what's up with y'all? Listen, man, first of all, right, you know, I'm gonna do something I usually don't do. I'm gonna apologize, okay, for doubting my man Hitman Holla. You know what I mean?
Yo,
I ain't gonna lie. Listen, man, I gotta ask Grill something though, real quick, right, man? Grill, since you were out in New York, right? What the fuck was K-Shine thinking, taking a battle before Summer Madness?
Yo, Raj, the same thing that we was talking about when we was on the show. When they asked me my predictions about Hitman Holla, I was like, what could hurt Shine the most is taking back-to-back battles. He had the 2-on-2 against Cuban and Drugs. Then he had the battle the day before Summer Madness. My nigga, you don't go play in the Chinese League the day before the NBA, my nigga. Like, you just don't do that.
But wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. I'm about to bring Battle Rap Forensics on because I need to get his point of view on this whole Hitman Holla situation. But, Grail, you're being very disrespectful. Are we acting like K-Shine is not an all-star? Are we acting like K-Shine does not have the caliber to battle back-to-back?
Yo, it's not the fact he's not an all-star, but all them battles will hurt you, my nigga. You can't be doing that shit. You got, like, for a battle like Hitman Holla on Summer Madness 6, I think that deserves your undivided attention, my nigga. Not to be playing no taking battles at the battles. Nah, that's not going to work, bro.
Let me go ahead and bring up Battle Rap Forensics on live. Forensics, what's popping, my G?
What's up, my guy? Salute.
Nonfiction, what up, bro?
What's good, my guy? Feeling, man. Yo, bro. Hitman's back was against the wall, baby. Niggas doubted him, bro. They doubted him, bro. And a lot of his peers, like, real talk, a lot of his peers don't like him because Hitman was smart enough to use URL as a vehicle to take his shit to the next level. But his back was against the wall. Like, 80% of the people had K-Shine watching this, man. And he showed K-Shine his different levels to this shit and made K-Shine look like an amateur to me up there. You know what I mean? You fucked
Yo,
up, bro.
Raj, did you have Hitman winning this battle before it went down? Did you predict Hitman?
Nah, I'm going to be honest.
Hell no.
Like, hell no. I had my man K-Shine, which I really want to smack the shit out of right now. You know, like Grills was saying, taking too many battles. But two, you know, man, I had, and listen, man, before we, now I got to get disrespectful, Seven, okay? Real quick, all right? First of all, until Hitman can easily 3-0 JC. He is not the best in the West.
Oh my God. Here we go.
JC, to keep it 100, JC's probably the hottest out the Midwest now, but out of the top niggas in the Midwest, he's probably like 5 or 6, bro. He ain't over Calico. He's not over A-Verb. He ain't over Hitman. He's not even over a Young
Listen, my man, right? I was rocking with you, right? Until you disrespected my man, JC. Listen, Hitman, right? As far as, you know, Midwest is concerned, okay? I'll give you Verb and Calico, but I put JC up there before Hitman. And first of all, let me tell you this, right?
I mean, pen-wise, yes. But overall package, no. JC cannot headline an event and sell it out, bro. JC knows Hitman's level, bro.
Let's keep it real for a second, because Forensics brought this name up. And y'all fellas, I know, I mean, if y'all watched this battle, y'all really had to peep this and really respect this. Did y'all feel Calico's presence versus Briz?
It was just overwhelming.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Briz?
Yo, after Briz messed up that Detroit little scheme in the first round, it was over. Yo, Calico's presence on that stage was just too. It was
that thing changed, fucking up the frequency. That shit was over, man.
Listen,
getting on him.
I ain't gonna hold you, right? I ain't gonna lie. During that battle, I thought T Rock was gonna have to jump in and save Briz, because during the first round when Calico was firing at them, I'm thinking, oh man, Briz, you know. And tell you the truth, you know, rumor has it, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, okay? But that's why they had to add Ish Moore. You know what I mean? They need another gunning tape gang that's gunning everybody down.
And
bro, congratulations to Ish Moore, man. That was a great addition to the cave.
That's facts. Briz supposed to be one of the hottest dudes out in Calico. I'm just being, Cal's my man. Cal beat him with mixtape bars, bro. You know what I mean? I'm just keeping
yo,
Cal beat that dude with mixtape bars.
I'm not even going to hold you, yo. I don't even know if Cal had to rap, yo. Just his presence. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, Briz just looks so different. I'm still shocked. Like, oh, man, that was crazy.
Yo,
but,
Calico third round sound like track 4 on Shoebox Money.
Wow.
Man, he used mixtape rounds from the second round, bro. Mixtape rounds, man.
But getting back to Hitman holla, like, moving, I mean, so what are we talking Calico, A-Verb, Big Cannon, now y'all saying JC. Right. What are we doing exactly? Where are you putting Hitman Holler? Give me a number, and I'm going to start with you, Grail. I need a number right now.
One.
Bro, we stand right now. You got a number one. All right,
one.
Forensics, where you at with him?
3 in the Midwest.
Who you got before him? This is going to be good.
Calico and A-Verb, man.
Let me ask you this, Forensics, because you are definitely an analyst of the sport, and y'all make sure that y'all follow Battle Rap Forensics on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. Definitely doing his thing. Let me ask you this, because I see Calico kind of throwing shots at niggas. I see Verb throwing shots at niggas. Why have we never seen Calico versus A-Verb to end this Midwest supremacy? Why have this never happened?
I don't know.
Because Verb scared of Calico.
My first blog ever, bro. That was my first blog ever. Yo, we need Calico versus A-Verb for Midwest supremacy rights, man. Because Calico beat dog shit down Hitman leg on Gladiator School, bro. He made Hitman look bad, bro. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, Cal's that nigga. And if you look at Cal's resume, only like 4 or 5 people beat him out of like 21 battles, man. Solid. You know what I mean? Bro. Hitman got a few L's, man. A few, you know?
Yeah, so Calico bit off 5 out of 6 of a Madness. Let's not forget that.
And Cal did T-Rex dirty at one of them Summer Madnesses, man. He fucked Rex up.
I think
bro.
It was 4 or 3.
One of them joined. I think 3. He fucked Rex up, man.
What about you, Raj? Where are you putting that? Where are you putting Rex at? I mean, not Rex. Where are you putting Hitman Holler as far as Midwest? Give me a number. I know you said JC was number one to you. So where are you putting Hitman?
No, I didn't say JC. Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm going with number four in the Midwest. Okay.
Oh shit.
Wait a minute. You have Hitman Holla number four in the Midwest.
Yes, because you got three. You got JC, Calico, and A Verb.
Wow. You ever heard of Prisoner of the Moment?
Listen, let me ask you this, right? Now I'm gonna ask y'all this, okay? Seven, and I'm kind of upset with you right now, okay?
Well, okay, talk to me.
Right, and I'm gonna bring it out to you real quick, right? And it's not about Philly, so it ain't nothing but Philly. But why does it seem like to me Dot Mob is known as the retirement home for battle rats?
Wow,
what are you talking about?
Why are you?
Listen, did y'all not see who the newest member of Dot Mob is? And he just got 30 by Big, yeah. He just got 30 on KBL by Big Ann.
Who's that?
Here we go with this Philly.
Who we talking about?
Listen, man.
Who we talking about?
Real said it. Big Cannon or Little Cannon, whatever you want to call him. Big Cannon, Scared Cannon, whatever you want to call him.
Big Cannon is Dot Mob now?
Yeah. Yes.
But I heard he left the group, though. He joined and left. That's
no. That was a troll. He got mob.
Okay.
That is. I got to do my research on that. I never heard that story. But I never heard that.
It just came out just 2 days ago.
He had a picture with T-Rex. I'm Dot Mob, baby. You know what I mean?
What the fuck? Yo, we got Brooklyn in the fucking building. I think it's the homie Flashy. Flashy, what's popping, my G?
What's up, y'all?
Salute,
good boy.
Guy.
Yo,
awesome.
Greetings, Flash
God. Hey, Flash, we talking.
I was rocking with Mr. Philly, because I was listening to the show about, like, the Midwest movement.
Uh-oh.
I'm rocking talk with to him. Like, I like his list. His list is valid.
First of all, before you even give me your bogus list, where are you putting Hitman Holla right now? What are we doing with him?
Oh, I will put Hitman number two. I think Hitman is above A Run.
Now what happened?
Hitman is above A Run. Hitman is above A Run.
No way. Wow. No way. No.
How do you figure? He is. Because Hitman won more battles than A Verb. Look at it now.
No. Hitman, if you do the number crunch, Hitman don't got more clear wins than Verb, bro. No.
But if we
A Verb got way
say.
More battles though.
That's true. This is what I can say though. Hitman Verb elevated the Midwest movement, but Hitman stole the show.
So let me ask you this, Flashy. Who had the best performance Summer Madness 6, in your opinion? Hitman Holla or JC?
JC?
Yeah. I thought JC and them was too friendly.
Because,
man.
Let me tell you why JC.
Thank you, Forensic.
JC is giving me that
Danny Myers feel all over again. He's doing too much hand clapping and handshaking. That's
JC
the same thing
rock,
Danny
rock,
Myers
rock,
used to do back in the day. The
JC
same thing
rock,
that
JC
used to
rock,
really
JC
get at
club,
JC. I mean,
club,
Danny
right.
Myers about back in the day. I've seen a lot of that. I even seen a blogger speak on that too, Forensic. That shit is crazy.
I hate that. Yo, that tainted Danny Myers. That fucked his brand up. All that happy rapping and shaking your man hand, yelling like I can't look at Danny like I can't believe this shit. Like, you know, you gotta buy what these rappers are selling, and with Danny Myers be selling, I just can't buy that shit, bro. He ruined himself. No, man.
Let's not disrespect the bar guy.
I'm not taking nothing away from his skills though. But with T-Rex bamboozling him out of 12K, him up on stage,
yelling, that stigma fucked him up for the rest of his career. It don't matter what he does, that's always gonna haunt him.
T7 on radio, man. This is the Culture with Seven Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. We talking Summer Madness 6. So overall, fellas, I'm gonna go around the board, of course. Grail, I'll start off with you. Summer Madness 6 overall is a card. Is it the best we done had this year so far?
Hell fucking no.
No?
Nope.
Where are you ranking it? Or what grade are you giving it? A B? A C?
I'll get SM6. A C plus.
A C plus? Wow.
Give it a C+.
Are you not entertained? Jesus Christ.
Nah,
what about you,
I mean, to be honest, I'm a...
What?
Yo, I really wasn't entertained, bro. Rub Diddy and JC smoking session for JC. Calico and Briz was trash. Let's not let nobody sit up here in front and say Calico and Briz was fired. That shit was not fired. The best shit on that whole shit was Hollywood fucking Rock. Avin T-Top was not... Nah.
Wait a minute. So wait, let me get this straight. An event that we haven't had in 2 years that wind up displaying Tay Rock and Hollo, a blogger being on the Summer Madness stage, a girl getting kicked out, a surprise battle with Cortez and Twerk, and Hitman and K-Sean with Hitman and JC, Body and Rum Nitty, and this card did not hold up to your expectations. Really?
Not at all. You telling me SM6 is the best card for this year so far?
I mean, I'm not going to... I don't know, but I wouldn't say no C+. You know how disrespectful you being right now?
Would you give it a B?
At least. Come on, man. Talk to me, Terrence. What grade would you give Summer Madness 6?
I'm giving it a B. I'm giving it a B. You know, Hitman didn't steal the show, but he gave you that Summer Madness feel again. And Rock and Hollow, like, that shit was crazy, bro. So them three people right there kind of like saved Summer Madness. And I'm gonna give it a B, man. Cause I can watch them shits over. Like Hitman shit,
replay
I can watch
value.
Again. Yeah, replay value. And I can watch Hollow and Rock over and over. Cause that was a dog fight, bro. That was one of the best high profile battle in years on URL since Surf versus Hitman. That was the best high profile battle since then, and that was 2014.
Mm.
Okay? So it was a good night.
What about you, Raj? What are we doing with Summer Madness 6? What grade are we giving it? Damn, a C
plus
grade? Jesus Christ!
Wow. I'm gonna give it a B.
You giving it a B?
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you what disappointed me in Summer Madness. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, why y'all listen? First of all, DMV had to hold that L for what happened. You know what I mean? When y'all having the cop on stage getting bodied.
What cop was on stage getting? Why? Listen, Mr. Blues Clues. Yo, we be smoking and all this on the show. Yo, I cannot keep up with Rod. Yo, Rod shit be so over the head. Yo,
the nigga that likes to record people's phone calls. Are you a cop?
Who are you talking about? Why you be talking in riddles too much? What about Rome?
Rod is the Chiller Jones of Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yo, you the scheme king, yo. Your setups be crazy.
Tell me, who's seen it then? When Steams' peoples smoked Rome on the Summer Madness stage.
Yeah, shout out to Jade.
Matter of fact, speaking of Jade,
she got a battle that just dropped on C, just dropped maybe an hour ago, her versus Gucci, so y'all got to check it out. But big up to Jade from Cake Life.
Let's talk about that, Seven. You know what I mean? The cop got body. Rome DMV.
But can you just give me a grade, Rod? We can talk about it, but can I get a grade first?
I said I gave you a B.
A B? Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I apologize. You did say that, and you're giving me a reason why. But so you give it a B because Rome was on the stage? That's a bad thing?
Seven, anytime you got a snitch or a cop involved, I don't care if you tell me Rome was hosting the battle and it was K-Rock versus K-Sean. I'm not watching it just because of Rome. In fact, that nigga got a no-fly zone in Philly.
You wilding for the night. You really wilding. Flash, what are we doing, G? Give me a grade for Summer Madness.
Summer Madness, the grade I give it was a C-.
Damn!
C-.
I'm trying.
caught that canard.
Y'all being too nice, because let me tell you why I say that. Let me tell you why I say that. Riz and Calico were so trash, I went to sleep. Thank you. I went to sleep. Then what you call it, T-Top and Av, what you call it, Av was punching, it was cool, but T-Top charisma just killed the whole shit. K-Shine and Hitman beat the shit out of K-Shine so bad, I felt bad for K-Shine. I threw the towel at the computer screen.
Hey, yo.
Then you have JC and Rum Nitty. Like, JC beat Rum Nitty so bad in the building, it was disgusting. Then the only thing that really, really get interested was the Hollow and T-Rack battle. So you have one battle that's out of all that card. Then what you call it? Then you have Rome DMV. Nigga Rome twerks clothes in his book bag. Nigga got a big ass book bag and got killed by a female. Are you serious?
But the female is nice. Why y'all fronting on Jade? Like, she almost had a PG.
Why is his book bag so big? Why does he have so much stuff in his book bag? Nigga looking crazy on stage.
Y'all are tripping. Let me ask you this for Renzi.
Man, he's a URL TV errand boy, man. He got to be prepared. He got to have everything smack neat in that bag, man. You know what I mean?
Check this out.
I think a battle
rap bro. You've been very unappreciative, Grail. And Flashy's been very unappreciative, too, with the plus and C minuses. They gave us a pay-per-view after they wasn't going to give us a pay-per-view. I mean, y'all not going to give the URL no credit for that, at least? I mean, what? Really?
I knew they were lying, too.
Yeah,
the pay-per-view was better than the last time, but the battles were lackluster.
But you got to peep it, though, Flashy. A C-minus is they're barely passing.
They're barely passing. This is why I give it a C-minus. I've been watching Summer Madness since Summer Madness 1, and that, like, that's probably the only worst Summer Madness than 6 was 3.
What? You crazy. You are
yes, like
crazy.
Summer Madness,
did
Summer
he just
Madness
say Summer
better,
Madness 3?
Summer Madness
I thought you
was going to
say 4. You lost your mind, Flashy. You should
No,
be
no, 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 no. 4 was better because 4 had Surfing Hitman, and you had Conceited and B-Magic.
B-Magic.
It was better battles. Yeah, it was better battles than this one. This one, like 3 was bad because 3 had Daylight going outside talking a whole bunch of stuff. Then you had Mav Hoffa duffing Sirius Jones. That's why I said 3 was worse than 6.
Which one had Tay Rock versus Ill Will?
I think that
Tay
was
Rock
versus
4.
Ill Will. Yeah. I think that was 4.
I think
honest,
that was
2
and 1 was the best.
No, that was 3 because Tay Rock and DNA was 4
best.
And Tay Rock and Calico was 5.
Yeah, Tay Rock
2 and
1
was the best, right?
Yeah, like Summer Madness 1 and Summer Madness 2 was the best ones.
Summer Madness 2 was the best one. And then Summer Madness 3.
Yeah, number
1
is the second best.
Yeah,
no way.
No, it is.
No. Last night was the Sunday night was the second best Summer Madness.
Look what they gave.
Y'all got a blogger
smoking,
battling.
Yeah.
Y'all got a female battling. Y'all got a classic. Y'all got a pay per view.
Yeah,
we got to see a biscuit kicked off a live streaming on the paper.
I need to go to Baltimore.
What's wrong with y'all?
Because you was high.
You are real. Gotta step that pay per view game up, bro. You know what I mean? That lag shit don't be what's up in the middle of a battle, bro. They gotta step that up.
Wow.
Like Drake tweeted and said that yo, Briz's first round was trash, bro.
I was disappointed in Briz and Calico. I was, but I'm just saying, man, you make it seem like that was the only battle on a card. Like this was a one off. This was Summer Madness.
Bro,
wow.
Bro, it looked horrible, bro. Summer Madness is like the WrestleMania. That wasn't WrestleMania worthy.
So what was that to you? SummerSlam?
That was like that was like SummerSlam, Backlash. That's what it felt like.
Yo, you're too disrespectful. Yo, you're the most disrespectful person in the world. Get out of here.
Like, I'm telling you, Tay Rock, and Hollow, like they saved the day. They saved the night.
Along with him, man.
I was happy because JC won. Oh, I didn't give a fuck, so.
I was good regardless. You know what? I'm gonna tell you this too. It's time for like Beasley and Smack like to like, yo, we gotta open this up. It's time to bring a Pat Stay over to face a T-Top.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You gotta mix this shit up, man. You know, bring a Pat, stay over. Bring Big K. Bring Big K back. You know.
Now let me ask you
this.
Who was that recently that just called out Pat Stay at Summer Madness?
Who just called out Pat, man?
I think T-Top did that.
I gotta watch that battle again too.
Think after the AV battle, T-Top had called out or told Norbs that that's who he wanted to battle next. That's what they said Pat Stay.
Need to bring him over, bro. Like, you need to mix this shit up a little bit, bro. Pat Stay can hang on the URL because he beat up on DNA and you dub shit, man. He beat DNA. Clear, too. You know what I mean?
Word. Also this week, man, yesterday, King of the Dot, I think it was yesterday or Monday, King of the Dot had dropped for Massacre 3. They had Gems versus DNA, Battle of the Nigga from Queens. What was y'all fellas' thoughts on that battle? Grail, did you see that? Who do you have winning that one?
Nah, I ain't see DNA and Gems yet.
No, you ain't see it yet. What about you, Forensics or Rod? Y'all seen that?
Only watched the pay-per-view joining DNA won convincingly, but Gems did very well. The best Gems I've seen, man. So, but DNA just won.
But listen, Ray 7, there was another battle that dropped yesterday, too, which I heard about that DNA. I heard DNA smoke Gems, which I got to watch it. But, you know, let's talk about your boy Prep, man.
Who the Prep battle? What battle did he have to drop?
Easy the Block Cat.
Oh, the battle with him and Easy the Block Cat? Do me a favor,
hey,
Ron.
Hey, listen,
everybody,
right?
Just in case the listeners don't know where Easy is from, tell everybody where Easy is from.
He's from Philly, and he's the next thing up. The smoking nigga. You see, he just smoked a grill. I don't know if y'all seen, he was on the Summer Madness PGs and cooked his opponent 2-1.
Easy.
He smoked P-Easy.
Let me ask you this, Rod. We got to keep this shit a buck. Wait a minute, Grail. Let me ask you. Well, we got to keep it a buck. Because when it comes to every rapper, whether it's hip hop or battle rapper, the actual rappers, they got so much respect for Philly and Philly rappers because Philly rappers are dope, no question. But
yeah,
why
Philly
is
rappers
it that
they own lane, bro?
Yeah.
Fire.
Why is it charged by you being in Philly and you being locked in so heavy? Why is it that the fans don't have that same level of respect for Philly rappers? What is it that Philly people want?
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. A lot of the Philly niggas, they be too cocky. You know what I mean? You got some of these fans, like, I'm going to be honest. Some of these fans, or, you know, some of these battlers, let me tell you right now. Dub the Phenom, right? In case, you know, a lot of people don't know about him, who's from Philly. One of the things that he does, he gives back to his fans, okay? How many battlers that you see, that you hear about, that say, you know, whoever fan can't get into, my fans can't get into battle events, I'm going to pay for them to get in.
I've never seen that before.
You see what I'm saying? Dub does that. Bill Collector does that. But then you got a lot of these ones that, I'm going to be honest, that are doing, excuse my language, that are doing fuck shit, you know, burning leagues and things like that that people don't want to see. Or you said they showing up wanting to fight. And it's like, you know, it's taken away from the Bill Collector, the Easy the Block Captain, the Dub the Phenom, you know, the Big Hand. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's crazy with URL. Perfect example. Hey, let me ask y'all this, okay? Real quick. And then we leave Philly alone. Do y'all know how many battles you think Big Hand had this year?
I would say 4 to 5.
Okay, do y'all know how many URL battles he was supposed to have this year?
3.
No, he was supposed to have 5.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, you want to know why they? You know, when you want to know why it ain't drop, girls?
Yeah. Why?
You want to know why? Huh?
Why?
Because. But this is what I'm saying. Norb's don't fuck with Philly like that. You Norb's sitting there saying, you know, he wants us to bring the killers out. We bring the killers out. The killers are stepping up, doing what they got to do. And at the end of the day, URL is not dropping them. Like Ray Stizzy, perfect example. Ray Stizzy just beat one of the best in the DMV, okay? Which salute to the DMV, because he is fire, which I'm talking about Jay Moore, okay? If anybody don't know about him. You know what I mean? Ray Stizzy just beat him. They're not even dropping his PG.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, and I'm about to bring my special guest on. We got the girl Paige Porter from Queen of the Ring, about to bring her on in a minute. But let me ask you this. You don't feel like some of this responsibility is the Philly artist? Because, Raj, I don't see no Philly niggas blogging and promoting themselves. Like, what responsibility is you going to put on the rappers out there?
Right. You're right. And you know what, though, 2-7? And I agree with you on that. That's why, and I hate to say this, okay? The new league that I'm with is not even Philly, okay? Which is step your ink game up. We got a fire card going on October 28th, which QP dies that day. You know what I mean? Courtesy of my man Dub the Phenom. Anybody, anybody that got social media, you know, follow me or whatever, I'm going to give y'all the card. Y'all can see it. You know what I mean? It's crazy. We bill collectors on the card. We got something crazy going on October 28th.
Well, what we're going to do, man, we're going to have a whole bunch of face-offs and interviews here on T7M Radio in preparation for this card, because it is a super crazy card, and we definitely need to show a lot of acknowledgement towards. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring the fellas back on in a moment, man. This is Seven Mitchell, T7M Radio, the culture. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. I'm going to bring on my special guest, returning back to the culture. The last time she called up, chopping it up with the kids, she was just making her Queen of the Ring appearance on the Spawn Session tournament that was going down early this year. Since then, she's been making some crazy moves. Got the girl Paige Porter on the line. Porter, what's popping, my G?
What's popping, Sev?
Oh, man, I'm cool. Salute to you. Oh, man, you already know. Staying out of trouble and all that good shit.
Nah, I hear you on that.
Yeah, man, I'm just staying out of trouble and cooling. What's going on?
What you say?
I said, what's good? What's good with you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, nah, I just flew in from New York. You know, we had a storm down there in Florida, so I'm just trying to be safe.
How was the family? Is everything all right with y'all? Because I know, like you said, you're down there from Florida. What's going on?
Oh, well, everything is straight. You know, we didn't really get hit like they thought we was going to get hit. So, you know, I still got a home and family safe and everything's good. You know, we just got the fuck up out of Dodge. Anybody going to replace all that shit? We didn't worry about that shit. Just making sure everybody still got a life at the end of it.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know, we flew up to NY.
Well, I'm glad y'all safe.
Now, I'm about to...
What you say?
Well, thank you. No, I said, no, we up here now. I'm about to fly back out tomorrow, but I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, you already know. Now, Paige, you've been doing your thing. You're, like I said, the last time you called up, you was about to, you know, make the Spawn Session Winter Wars appearance, and you battled Dina Brass at the tournament since then, and also you locked in with the clothes ring with Meatrice. How do you feel about your growth, you know, since you made that first appearance in Queen of the Ring?
You know what? To be honest with you, like, that first battle with Dina, it kind of caught me off guard because, like I said, when I first we first interviewed together, I didn't know exactly what I was walking into. Aside from that, I'm an artist. I'm just coming off of a stage in a studio. I didn't really know the rules of engaging, you know, so I didn't focus too much on the punches and stuff like that. So, I mean, they said that I lost that battle, but it's all gravy, you know, because at least I still they didn't dislike me. They just let me know what they didn't like about the battle, and I was able to show and prove. Now, with my battle with Meatrice, I think they was able to see the growth because I was a little bit more aware of what they didn't like from my first battle, and I just incorporated it in my second. And
right.
I did another battle after that. I battled Tony Blanco at Source 360 conference. That was another dope battle.
That's right. Shout out to Blanco. That's right. Shout out to how she doing that thing as well. Now, going back to the Winter Wars tournament, not saying that this is a main reason, but do you feel like this is another thing you were kind of having to go up against? Because by you going up against a white girl that actually had a skill set that was kind of new, that's kind of new to Queen of the Ring. So that, you know, you feel like, you know, that little element kind of put a little bit more added pressure or more of a disadvantage towards you?
I guess that's all on perspective. You know, I mean, if she got a skill, she got a skill. I think Dina she's good at what she does, you know? So, I mean, whether she be white or black or whatever like that, yeah, the fanfare swing more towards her because she's white and she's a battle rapper and stuff. I mean, that's a given in today's society,
like,
and
know,
I'm not trying to, you know?
Right.
But
it just seems like if a white person says something,
it
might get more shock value.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? Like I said, I don't want to take it no way. I think Dina's dope. You know, I'm glad that for my debut I went up against somebody dope because at the end of the day, we did the numbers, and that's really all that matters.
Facts.
You know,
that's a fact.
So, you know, so, I mean, however they want to come at it, it doesn't matter, you know. So, I mean, like I said, it was a learning experience. I took from that, and I built from that because I didn't battle in part two. You remember that?
That's right.
I didn't go to Winter Wars part two. I sat that out, and I just was, you know, focused on my pen. When I came back, they wasn't able to say the same thing, though, Sam. They had to kind of cool that down.
I thought you was lit at Winter Wars. I actually liked your performance versus Dina, but the battle, went, you know, speeding it up a little bit, the battle versus Miatris, like you said at the beginning, there definitely was a growth element that it was kind of undeniable. Like, let the listeners know how you felt about going into that battle versus Miatris, because she was hot as well.
Ah, you know what's so funny? I felt a lot comfortable going up against Miatris because I was aware of what the hell I was doing. Like, I knew my opponent. I studied her, you know, and I went off of what the fans really liked about my last battle and what they didn't so much like, you know, and I tried to put it all together and stuff, but I was a lot more confident going in, you know. I wasn't in the bulky flight coat.
Fuck that fucking shit.
Like, you know, like, real deal. I wasn't in the bulky flight coat, you know. I was on my smooth. It was cool, you know. I felt a lot more confident in what I was doing. And I felt like somewhere I perfected my craft a little bit more.
Right. That's dope.
You know,
T7L Radio, we got the girl Pash Porter on the line. Now, Pash, you know, a lot of the young girls, y'all been getting a lot of looks so far in Queen of the Ring. This is really one of the first years that I've seen a lot of the young talent get pushed as much, you know, in only half of a year. Like, how excited are you really to be coming into this whole situation at this kind of time right now? Because y'all are, you know, busting moves. I see y'all in YouTube studios doing all types of shit. Like,
yeah, no, let me tell you something. We appreciate them. Debo, Bad, Faye, all of them, we appreciate them very much because they are pushing us. But there's a certain amount of expectation that go with how much they pushing us. You know, they
right.
hold us to a higher standard. Because, come on, you've seen majority of my class touch the ring this year.
Right.
So they're held to a higher standard, so we have to work more and grind more and remain hungry because they're going to push us. They're going to do that. And so it's just about how much you want it.
Is Pash Porter ring ready?
Man, come on. I've been told D-Bar I'm ring ready, man. Well, I feel like I am now because I'm a little bit – my flow has already been seasoned. You know what I'm saying? It was just about me being a little bit more comfortable with the rules of engagement. If I would say not right now, but I'd say after one more closed room battle, I'd be ring ready.
For that closed room,
you know?
For that closed room portal, who makes sense for you to lock in with? Anybody in particular?
That's what you talking about within my class?
Yeah, well, just anybody in the closed room. I mean, you got anybody in mind that you would, you know, even if they would take the shot for the closed room battle? Anybody you got on your radar before you jump in the ring? Or out your class, it don't matter. Who would you want to lock in with?
I really got nobody on my radar like that. That's crazy.
Not
no,
Ms.
you know, I what? Think me and Farrah, I have a hot-ass battle, though.
Funeral?
Yeah, she's so fucking disrespectful. And, you know, it's BX all day. I think that'll be a fire fucking battle.
Yeah, that'll be a crazy battle. But you got to get to the ring for Federal.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying that she... No, I don't know. You know, that could shake shit up a little bit if Federal made a cameo appearance on the closed room. That could really shake some things up. You never know, but... you doing your numbers, man. I'm definitely proud of you. You keeping it G. And shit is looking up for Queen of the Ring. what's next for you as far as you got any projects or anything? Because I know you done had your hands in some things outside of battle. So what are you doing that you want to keep the people in the loop of?
Ah, well, I'm dropping a new single, you know, but with all the battles and stuff I got going on, flying back and forth, I haven't even been able to shoot on it. But we got the formula and everything. We're going to start shooting on it, whatever you do. I dropped a little sample of the track on my YouTube, so you can check it out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and everything like that. But I'm really just working on a new mixtape right now behind the scenes.
Word. So. Are you satisfied with the love and support that the fans are getting or giving the Queen of the Ring this year? Like, I don't see, honestly, I don't see a lot of, you know.
Yeah, you know, the fans are fickle. You know, that's a given. We're aware of that. We just got to sway the tide in our favor. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? That just means we got to work harder. That's all that is.
But you know what's crazy?
When the shit is when the work ethic is undeniable, whether they love you or hate you, they're gonna have to give you the props to the props to do it. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's a fact. But let me ask you this though. I mean, does this type of shit bother y'all at all? Because you speaking to somebody coming out your class, you got Cheddar, 40 bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last time 40 bars was on this platform, you know, it was a big, big deal for a long time when Jazz did that. And, you know, Cheddar beats 40 this year, and nobody talks about it at all. Like, it didn't even happen. Like,
yeah,
do y'all feel like that's a problem?
Well, you know, like I said, they're vets. They already got their fans. You know, we got to pay our dues and stuff more. Whether they want to talk about it or no, I mean, it's on record. It's on file.
Right.
It happened.
Right.
You can't erase
right.
that. So, I mean, you're just going to have to hold it. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, niggas, if you want to give up props or not, it doesn't matter, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, the fact that you can't change the facts.
That's a fact.
So, I mean, we don't really worry about it. We just, you know, we the bar heavy class. We just keep to our bars, and anybody else want to step to us, whatever.
That's dope. Pass, let the people know where they can follow you at on social media and everything.
Oh, Passport to Instagram, Passport to Facebook, Passport to everything. All social media outlets.
Word. Well, Pass, I'm not even going to hold you up, man. I wanted to chop it up with you and see how everything was going, and definitely had to chop it up with you. Like I said, the last time, shit was lovely, so... I wanted to definitely congratulate you on your progression. Anything else you want to let the people know? Pass, you got anything you want to let the people know before we get out of here?
What I want to say is send your prayers to Florida. Send your prayers to all those places that was touched by them hurricanes and stuff like that. You know, I don't talk too much. So I'm going to get up out of here, though.
Yo, appreciate you, Porter. Salute. You already know anything you need, I got you covered, man. And keep me, and just y'all stay safe out there, man. Salute to you and your mom.
All right, thanks.
You already know. That was the girl, Pash Porter, calling up to the coach of T7M Radio. Salute to her. Got the homie Grail, we got Raj, and we got the homie Flashback on the line. Fellas, y'all back live. Salute.
Yes.
That was a good interview.
Yeah, Shorty
yo,
is dope, man.
That was awesome.
Hey, yo, Queen of Ring been doing a lot of noise, low key though. Like they've been doing anything.
Well,
I've been paying attention.
Yeah, because it started off slow. I'm gonna keep it real. Like they was looking like they was gonna be on that motherfucking stop drop list if Chris was out. If they wasn't looking too pretty for him at first, but they picking up some steam right now. I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah, facts.
Man. Crazy show, man. Y'all was talking some shit tonight, man. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. Y'all are wilding.
Disrespectful. That's what I'm here for.
Wait, listen. No, I'm gonna tell you this, Seven. I'm telling you now, right? Just to give you a heads up. The next show, I might bring some Philly Gunners on with me.
Uh oh. Talk that shit.
I like that.
You know. Yeah. Listen, like I said though, right? I just got a little message for you too, Seven. Right. The DMV also dies October
28th.
Mm. Who's on that card?
Drugs is dead with a capital D.
Mm.
Oh. Yo, you're wild. We'll see.
I like that.
No,
like
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, right? And now, you know, you can tell me I'm biased because I'm Philly. Real quick. How many of y'all seen ever heard of my man Easy the Block Captain before? Real quick.
Oh yeah, that dude is fire. That dude is fire.
I watched Snake Eyes too.
Right. Do y'all honestly think drugs can mess with him in the ring?
Nah, drugs is low key nice though. Drugs is nice. It's gonna be a good battle.
Easy gonna beat drugs.
Hey girl, you gotta send me your PayPal, drugs. Man. I'm gonna send you $20, girl, just on the strength of that.
What's up? We got brother Jeff joining us as well, brother. What's popping, brother?
Brother Steven, good evening, brother. Good evening. How you doing, brother? How you doing?
What's up, brother Jeff?
Welcome back.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. What's going on? I think I hear everybody on the line. I unmistakably hear Brother Grill. I think I hear Rod.
Back.
I'm not sure who else, but what's happening, everybody?
Yeah, man, we got the homie Flashy joining us. Your girl Pash Porter just hung up, man. We just had a dope little interview with Pash Porter, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
First of all, Brother Jeff, will you tell them about JC's pen?
JC's pen is undeniable. The boy is fire. His pen is undeniable. Yeah. Where that puts him, I don't know. But his pen is undeniable.
Man,
Devin,
right.
You heard that, Devin? You heard that?
I've been
quiet too long. Like, what's all? I don't want to hear no more JC slander on the show. No more. That's it.
You know what, Flash? You're right.
No more, because Lux said it himself. I want JC. I'm gonna be better against JC than Arsenal.
You're right. You are right about that. But let me just bring this factor up before we go. Grail, you still on live with us?
Back, bro.
You see how Flashy try to keep throwing this whole. Try to remind me about the JC statement, but we still haven't gotten a response about T-Rock being a better man
after this. Let's talk about it. Hollow did what he came to do. Hollow made T-Rock a better person because T-Rock even said it.
Not at all.
2-1 or 2-1 to Hollow. He said it. I'm going off of what T-Rock said. T-Rock said, I got that old Hollow back, that 2013.
Wait a minute. Hey, girls and seven, real quick. I got to ask y'all something real quick. And this will determine if y'all on drugs or not, okay?
Be respectful. Be respectful.
Here we go.
Did y'all have Hollow 3-0 and T-Rock? How'd y'all have that?
2-1.
Okay. Hell
no. First and the third.
I'm sorry.
First and the second, clearly. T-Rock.
What? Oh, Kevin. You being real disrespectful towards Cave Gang. Because T-Rock took the first round.
I said the first and the second, T-Rock.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Hollow
got
the third.
Hey, what? Who said that?
Hollow won the battle. Like, even the second round, you can say it's a little bit debatable because Hollow was cooking.
Hollow was cooking in that second round, but the way Tay Rock started it off, addressing that whole Baltimore thing, and then the daughter 911, that shit was so crazy.
I give Tay Rock the second, but what you call it? It's a debatable.
Well, if you
battle.
Give him the second, like, you give him a battle because he clearly beat shit down Hollow Leg in the first. That's no debate.
What about the third?
Well, it's only three rounds in the battle. It's only three rounds in the battle.
No, round one, I gave it to Hollow.
Man, please.
How does it make him?
You're bugging.
How does it make him a better person?
I give it to Hollow. Like Hollow did his numbers. He did his numbers in there. T-Rock
Let me
did
tell
too.
You something, Flashy.
Like,
let me tell you something, Flashy.
Yeah.
Leave it. Staying off the drugs will make you a better person.
Conceited is conceited. Conceited could beat Rock too.
Oh, here
Whatever.
We go.
No, no, no. Hey, no, this is what I let me ask you this, Brother Jeff, because I said this in the blog, Brother Jeff. I'm going to ask you this, and then we're going to go in and wrap this up. I think T-Rock need Disaster, Danny, Hitman, and Conceited. Win those four, and you can put T-Rock on a Mount Rushmore. Not a legend, a Mount Rushmore. What do you think about that?
Well, T-Rock will be Disaster. I'm not even tripping off of that.
That's next month.
Conceited, he probably can be conceited too.
That's going to be a classic. That's going to be a classic.
Absolutely. What would other two you said? I got
Hitman, and Danny. He has to battle somebody with a pen. He hasn't. Romney and JC is the only really crazy pens, and JC pen wasn't that crazy back then. So I think he needs Danny. He needs to battle Danny just for the pimp game. His resume don't have a lot of hate.
Oh, brother, ever since I known you, the JC hate has been real.
Exactly. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Thank you, Brother Jeff. I'm glad somebody said it.
Yo, I just told Flash I was going to fall back. I just said I was
I'm glad as
for hit, as for Hitman, Hitman is out of here. No, Rock.
No, Brother Jeff, I think you're wilding.
You are definitely wilding. So wait a minute.
You think I'm off, brother?
Yes. We got to go back. We got to go all the way back because the topic of the beginning of the show, Brother Jeff, was Hitman Holler because of him. I know you haven't gotten a chance to see Summer Madness 6.
I saw Hitman and Hitman and Shine.
Okay.
And they both lost. But go ahead.
Wow. You was not impressed with Hitman Holler?
Well, like I said, brother, performance while you're saying nothing is something you got to deal with.
Oh, my God.
All right, Brother Jeff, I got
it. He just came out swinging. I got to ask you something, Brother Jeff. Damn, I hate to even ask you this because this might get ugly. Jesus, what are we doing with Hitman Holler? Where are you ranking Hitman in the Midwest? Because that's one name we don't mention.
Yeah, we don't.
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, damn. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh,
stop the madness.
Hey, yo, I'm done. This is madness.
I got Hitman above Verb.
How though, Flash?
Now
he's
talking sense.
He lost to Verb.
You know why I say that? Hitman became such a big star. He elevated to MTV. Even though people may not like Wallin now, he's giving battle rap a bigger light.
So Bonnie, what about Bonnie Godiva? She's on Wildin' Out.
She's giving it two. Conceited, Charlie Clips. Anybody who's on Wildin' Out from battle rap is elevating themselves. That's what I respected. For example, if Tay Rock beats Conceited, you know what that does for Tay Rock?
What does it do for Tay Rock? Make him a better man?
First of all, don't be
the
man. Conceited is the punchline goat. Like, let's not do this.
Hey, listen, wait a minute, Rog. What do you mean, oh man? Conceited is the punchline.
Conceited ain't the punchline, dude.
You're crazy.
Yes, he is.
Wow, we're gonna save this. Wait a minute. We're gonna save this for another show. This one is gonna get ugly. So the next show, top of the list, man, we're gonna get into that. But before we go, I just want to know, Raj, if he doesn't have the sickest, if he's not the GOAT of punches, who is?
There's too many of them to me.
No. Right? There's only one GOAT.
There's only one GOAT. I know. For punches.
Can you say conceited is not the You are so disrespectful, Rod.
Unbelievable. Cut is the GOAT, man.
Cut is the GOAT. We're not going to do this tonight. I want to know if he has somebody.
Like he's father
their
style.
Better not say B-Magic.
Yeah,
To me, one of the best as far as punchline is B-Magic.
B-Magic is like B-Magic rapped like Khan when Khan was first starting in Grindtown.
God bless y'all, man. T7M Radio, man. It's 7 Mitchell, man. Appreciate y'all fellas for calling up. Big up to the big homie, brother Jeff, Grail, Raj, and my guy Flash. Appreciate y'all as always calling up. We're going to do this thing again tomorrow, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, here on the Culture T7M Radio. Salute to the girl, Pash Porter, calling up, doing her thing. Everybody down there in Florida, hope y'all stay safe during this whole fucking weather shit. But, y'all, again, subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. Join us on the T7M Radio Facebook debate group and on Twitter. I'm all on there doing my thing. Follow me at 7 Mitchell, y'all. Appreciate y'all as always. Y'all stay safe until tomorrow night. We're going to lock in again, 8 o'clock p.m. T7M Radio, man. We out. Peace.